Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jess Randolph. I'm the Associate Creative Director of Anacostia Arts Center and the Hive 2.0.
Yes, and it's great to catch up again. We spoke, I guess, about a year ago about a bunch of stuff that's going on at Anacostia Arts Center. But I wanted to talk again real quick and catch up because you have a really cool series coming up this week called Hashtag Black Owned, Celebrating Black History in the Making down at Anacostia Arts Center. There's a couple different events that go on with that. Why don't we start with Running Your Race, Resilient Creatives in Action on February 24th. What is that all about?
Yeah, so Resilient Creatives in Action is a panel where we curated, we invited a couple of really dope Black creatives who happen to be men. The goal is to bring them together and create kind of like a platform for them, you know, at Anacostia Arts Center to celebrate their stories and to support them as they grow. So we have someone who's a photographer. We have someone who's a painter. We have someone who does, I don't know how to explain what Lee does, but he has this organization called Black in Space. And it's kind of like a theater program. So the goal is to celebrate creatives, just doing things differently. And all of the guys that are on this panel are people that I really respect. And the cool thing about this panel is that this is one of my first partnerships with one of our new wake of brands. I think it's called the Resilience Center. So that's why we're calling it Resilient Creatives in Action. So I'm really excited about that.
It's virtual, right?
It's virtual.
Okay. So what, they go to anacostiaartscenter.com?
Yep. And then you click the events tab and you can see that and all the rest of our programs that are slated for this week.
Okay, cool. And you sort of touched on who's going to be speaking in the panel. You know, you sort of spoke in general terms, you know, you said there's a filmmaker, a photographer, et cetera, but if you have the list in front of you, do you mind actually listing them by name and sort of what their, you know, their discipline is?
So we have Shedrick Pelt. He's a photojournalist. We have Jason. He's actually from Anacostia. He's a filmmaker. He has a piece currently showing in Cannes. There's a film festival that's taking place. His film about DC is in that film festival. I'm so excited about it.
Well, do you know what it's called?
Life on the Rocks.
Awesome.
And then we have Jay Coleman, one of my favorites. Jay is an amazing muralist and painter, also from the city. And I always just enjoy listening to his perspective about his work. And I think I think anyone who listens will as well. And then we have Lee Perrine. Lee, I'm so sorry, brother, if I'm saying your name incorrectly, but Lee is the founder of an organization called Black in Space. And they do these really cool programs that are rooted in celebrating Black queerness in the city. So I really enjoy all four of them. And the cool thing about this panel is that it's being moderated by my partner in crime, DJ Artist, who happens to be the leader of Release Open Mic, which takes place during the open house at Anacostia Arts Center event.
Okay, cool. And we'll get to that in a second. As we move chronologically through here, first, before that, even we have, on the 26th, we have Regina's Pop-Up Black History Museum. And so this one will be in person, you know, mask required, et cetera. Explain exactly what the goal is here with this pop-up. Like what will folks see if they turn out?
Yeah, so Mrs. Smalls has been doing this pop-up museum for years. And it's funny because I actually had the opportunity to see her pop-up artifacts museum a couple years ago, I think in Annapolis. And something that I love about her work is that in her way, she's doing everything she can to bridge the gap between the issues of yesterday and tying them into what's happening today. And yes, some of the artifacts you'll find, I think some of our elders might recognize them, but folks under 25 might not. So it's a fun, informal way to just get reacquainted with just different seasons in the Black experience in America. So that's pretty cool. We're also going to be having music from the Anacostia Bid. So some live music will be there. Thank you, Christina, from the Anacostia Bid. And then during that time, Movie and Human, one of the stores in our space, is going to be having an exhibition as well called Black Star. And you can check that out on the Anacostia Art Center page, our events page.
Sounds great. And just so I have it, for my purposes, her name is Regina Shaw Small. That's the curator of the museum?
Yes.
Is there anything else you want to say about the pop-up exhibit? Like, what sort of, is there visuals of what we're going to see?
So I think one of the reasons why I really wanted to have her come into our space is because I think that it's important to celebrate historians and creatives that aren't always affiliated with big name brands like, you know, Smithsonian or other organizations. I think that all of us have a capacity to be griots and storytellers. And when I met Mrs. Smalls, it was a great reminder of that. So what you'll see in the pop-up museum, you'll see artifacts from like the 1910s and 20s. You'll see things from the 50s and 60s. And again, like, I think this gives people an opportunity to see what has changed in Black culture and what hasn't through artifacts and through Mrs. Small's storytelling. So I look forward to having people in our space to just have fun and have conversations about, again, what has changed and what hasn't through artifacts.
Very cool. And then moving right along, on February 27th from 1 to 4 p.m., you're having something called the Open House at Anacostia Arts Center. What's the idea behind the Open House?
So we've been doing our open house event since June or July of 2021. And, you know, during the pandemic, you know, and we're still in it, and we all have to be very careful. But something that I wanted to do was figure out how to get people back in the art center, right? We have tons of Black-owned stores and storefronts that need community support. But I also realized, especially working with DJ artists, he is a really great creative, entrepreneur, DJ, and just spirit in general. You have to come into the space to see him do his thing. But something that me and DJ artists talked about a lot was how important it was to provide space for small businesses and for creatives to workshop what they do. So during the open house at Anacostia Arts Center, you'll be able to come in and see our small business showcase. We're going to have hyper-local brands like Status Apparel and the Black Squirrel Company pop up in our space. You're going to get to see, I think we're going to have Crawford Creatives and a couple of other like small Black-owned DC brands that are going to be popping up in our space. And a lot of those folks that are popping up in the Black-owned business showcase, they've actually received technical assistance from Anacostia Arts Center and Made in DC. Something that I love about the Small Business Showcase is that we offer vendor spots to people for free. The catch is that they have to do technical assistance with us because we want to make sure that they have all the resources they need to continue to grow as businesses. So that's Anacostia Arts Center's way of investing in local creatives and small business owners. So again, you're going to see the Black-owned business showcase, but you're also going to get to see DJ artists open mic release. And release, again, is a place for poets and singers and rappers to come together and celebrate their craft and perform. There aren't a lot of safe places for new creatives to do that. And, you know, since we started having the open mic, I've seen all kinds of creatives and actresses and musicians just come to jam, and it's a good feeling and it's a good experience. And again, while those things are happening, people can come and see Nubian Human. They can come shop at the Fresh Food Factory or Vintage and Charmed, right? So we have a ton to offer, and the goal is to just open the door and bring everybody in to party with us for a couple hours.
Sounds awesome. Cool. And then I guess the fourth and final thing, at least for this week, that we want to highlight is called Black Women in Philanthropy, Women of Fire Fireside Chat Series. It's on February 28th from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Tee this one up for me. What do we got?
Yeah, so I didn't mention this, but in December of 2021, Anacostia Arts Center and the Hive 2.0 became projects of WACIF. And WACIF has a ton of great programs. And one of those programs is called Enterprising Women of Color. So I get to work with my coworkers to just put on all kinds of great events. So when the opportunity came up to just create programming for the Arts Center for Black History Month, our CEO, Harold Pettigrew, actually gave me the idea to put together this Black Women in Philanthropy panel, but it's also a celebration. You know, Black women are thriving in so many different arenas professionally, and the philanthropic world can be mysterious. So I'm so excited to have the women that are going to be joining us, and I'll send you that information, Jason, so you can like look at it and see, you know, who the folks are, because again, I'm not all the way warmed up. I do not remember everyone's name off the top of my head. But again, the thing that's very exciting for me is being able to partner with EWOC Enterprising Women of Color to put on this great fireside chat. It's going to be a good time.
Sounds great. Well, that sounds like, you know, four different things, great things people can do. Before we run, do you want to just, in case they missed our interview last time about like a year ago, just give them a quick overview of you know, how long Anacostia Arts Center has been around and where it is, like what street and everything they find it on.
Yeah. So Anacostia Arts Center is located on 1231 Good Hope Road. We're super close to the new Capital One Cafe that just opened up on the corner. We're also right next door to the Open Crumb, an amazing Black owned African restaurant that you must try. Anacostia Arts Center has been around, I think, since 2013. You might want to fact check me. And Anacostia Arts Center is also a sister program of the Hive 2.0, which is one of Ward 8's only co-working spaces. And we have tons of just different small businesses running out of our space. Some of the businesses that you can find in the Hive 2.0 are going to be the musicianship. You're going to be able to find, there's so many businesses. The musicianship is definitely a new member, but we also have the Safe Sister Circle, which is a Black woman ran nonprofit created to fight domestic abuse. So you can find it all at Anacostia Arts Center in the Hive 2.0. And I hope to see new folks come in, new faces come in, because it's 2022 now, and it's time to safely do our thing and have some more fun.
Sounds great. Well, thanks for joining us again and celebrating all this stuff. And I guess everyone can head to AnacostiaArtsCenter.com if they want to find out more information. Again, it's called Black Owned, Celebrating Black History in the Making at Anacostia Arts Center. Thanks so much for doing this. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jason.